More U.S. troops to Afghanistan, where another key capital falls. I'm Jackie Quinn with an AP News Minute. The U.S. is sending an additional 3,000 troops to Afghanistan. They'll be there to help evacuate personnel from the U.S. embassy in Kabul. State Department spokesman Ned Price.
In light of the evolving security situation, we expect to draw down to a core diplomatic presence in Afghanistan in the coming weeks.
A series of provincial capitals have fallen to the Taliban, including the latest, Kandahar. President Biden is pushing for government and private workplaces to require COVID vaccinations, but he's holding off on seeking mandates.
Unvaccinated folks are being hospitalized and dying as a result of not being vaccinated.
Flooding brought by heavy rain shut down some freeways in the Detroit area today. The Midwest was pounded with storms. Nearly a million homes and businesses in Michigan began the day without electricity. Wall Street ended higher. I'm Jackie Quinn.